A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. And fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's put ourselves for a moment in the shoes of Luke, writing his account of the life and death of Jesus. It's half a century after Jesus' death. Peter and James had died around 60 AD, and Paul also. And Luke, following on Mark, is trying to make sense of the events that have led to the current situation where the Christian message is really beginning to have an effect on the society Luke lives in, but faces serious opposition from both Jewish and Roman authorities. And Luke, wishing to account for the enormous difference that the Jesus story has made to him personally and to the people around him, wants to explain something of what made Jesus tick, how the life of Jesus tied in with his death, and the things that have happened since then. It wasn't easy. The beginnings were 80, 90 years past, with no one there to remember the details, although there were plenty of anecdotes and memories and even some written accounts. But clearly, Luke felt that they were not sufficient for the needs of his community of believers. So what does Luke do? Well, he wants to put Jesus in a context that people will understand. Important spiritual leaders of that time in various religions were often claimed to have had a special kind of birth, often a virgin birth, as a sign of their divine origin. Both Luke and Matthew could follow in that tradition. They have different accounts of the details of Jesus' birth, even where it took place. But the theology of the incarnation is there and holds together as a way for those early Christian communities to understand what had happened. But there was a problem for both Matthew and Luke. They knew about John the Baptist. And there was something about his ministry that could not be ignored as part of the Jesus story. Indeed, to this day, there are people living in Iraq, the Sabaean Mandaeans, who regard themselves as descendants of John the Baptist's community. So his prophecies were clearly of a special nature for many of those who later became followers of Jesus. So how were the gospel writers, 80, 90 years after the events, to deal with the John story? Today's reading from Luke is a way of making sense of John. Luke focuses on two things about John. That John was a precursor who would point people towards the person and the message of Jesus. And that for people to pick up that message, they must change their way of living. And to give John a context on which to base his links with the Jesus story, John also would have a special kind of birth. And that's the story we hear today. The essence of the John story is hope. Now, sometimes we think of hope as wishful thinking or some kind of passive waiting for things to happen. That's not the message that John has to offer. Luke was convinced that John had some important things to say for followers of Jesus even this long after they had happened. It was about making a fundamental change in the way a Christian perceives the world. This is such an important concept for people to grasp, that John's coming into the world is given a significance that in some ways is parallel to that of Jesus. An angel, a remarkable pregnancy, and a very special naming ritual. And the whole incident is to emphasize the truth that John will proclaim, that God's kingdom is at hand, that a child will be born who brings God among us, and that those who can make a fundamental change in their ethical and social understanding of the world and their place in it will find themselves able to unite themselves to the Christ. The day is at hand.